You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 907, hour number one. My name is Max. I'm with you for the next few hours for contemporary classical and experimental music. We will start with a piece by the Native American composer Lewis W. Ballard, who passed away in 2007. He was born in Devil's Promenade, Oklahoma, and lived most of his life in Santa Fe. And we'll hear from the Italian pianist Emmanuel Arciulli, who performs a couple of pieces by Lewis W. Ballard on his double CD, Walk in Beauty. That was released earlier this year on Innova Recordings, and it's been wrapped in plastic, I'm embarrassed to say, until just this week, because I hadn't gotten around to it. We'll be hearing a few more pieces from it over the coming months. Emmanuel Arciulli, Four American Indian Piano Preludes, a composition by Lewis W. Ballard in four parts. Ombasca, which is daylight. Tabade, which is the hunt. Nikotome, which is the love song. And Tokani, which is the warrior dance. And we'll follow this with music from Ravel. We don't usually wind the clock back earlier than World War I, but we will this week with Mark Pontus's performance of Ondine, a lento, from the Gaspard de la Nuit suite from Maurice Ravel. This appears on a CD called Xenakis and Ravel, which includes Mark Pontus also playing Xenakis's AR, a tribute to Ravel. So perhaps that was the connection between including both Xenakis and Ravel on the CD. And after Mark Pontus, we'll hear from another Mark Chan, and a piece called My Wounded Head, Part 3, which has a J.S. Bach reference, and I can't remember exactly what it is right now. We'll hear a selection from that, performed by the pianist Rob Haskins from UNH. First, this is Emmanuel Arciulli, Four American Indian Piano Preludes, music from Innova Recordings. Emmanuel Arciulli performing piano with for Lewis W. Ballard's composition. Martian Gardens has a playlist blog, martiangardens.blog, for complete playlist and other information. And for your convenience, it can be downloaded at the podcast site radioforall.net. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL.net. And if I can ever stop talking, we'll start with Emmanuel Arciulli performing Lewis W. Ballard's Four American Preludes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 907, hour number one. My name's Max, and I'm happy you have joined me for these hours of contemporary classical and experimental music. The composer Mark Chan hails from Singapore, and he takes his cue in this composition from J.S. Bach's St. Matthew's Passion. It has the peculiar name, My Wounded Head, Part 3, released on Mode Records. And the reference is, O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, from St. Matthew's Passion. And hence where Mark Chan got his composition title. And Rob Haskins performed that at Systems 2, Brooklyn, November 2011. Mode Records release. Before Mark Chan, another Mark Pontis, a pianist, performing a selection from Maurice Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, a piece called Ondine, the first selection from the composition. And that was on a CD of Mark Pontis performing works by Yannis Xenakis and Maurice Ravel, released in 2004 on Numa Records. Mark Pontis was recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters, New York City, January 5th, 2004. And that was a 1908 composition by Maurice Ravel. And it goes back a little farther than we usually go on Martian Gardens, rare to hear a piece composed before World War I, but Martian Gardens is gradually incorporating more classical, not just modern classical or romantic classical or whatever. Anyway, we started with Emmanuel Arciulli and Four American Indian Preludes, a composition by Louis W. Ballard. Louis Ballard was one of the first Native American composers to be accepted among the establishment of Western classical composers. And we heard his Four American Indian piano preludes. And those are noted on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. That was from the Emmanuel Arciulli CD, Walk in Beauty, on Innova Recordings. Piano by Emmanuel Arciulli, recorded at Keller Hall, University of New Mexico in Albuquerque in 2016. Louis Ballard completed the composition in 1963. We continue on Martian Gardens with George Crumb, The Yellow Moon of Andalusia, in which he incorporates poetry from Federico Garcia Lorca, a career-long fixation on Lorca's poetry, and Crumb has made many wonderful settings out of Lorca's poems. This one is The Yellow Moon of Andalusia, Spanish Songbook 3 for mezzo-soprano and amplified piano. And this is in six parts, six Lorca poems. In English, Pause of the Clock, Ballad of the Little Square, Casita of the Lament, Cicada, and a Song of the Dread Orange, Song of the Dead Orange Tree, and In the Forest of Clocks. This comes from Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 18, newly released on Bridge Records. The soprano is Tony Arnold, and amplified piano is performed by Marc Antonio Baroni. And this was recorded at the Lang Performance Arts Center and Performing Arts Center at Swarthmore in June of 2016. Bridge Records release, George Crumb, The Yellow Moon of Andalusia, in six parts, settings to Federico Garcia Lorca for soprano and amplified piano. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
Thank you. sat down in a space of time. It was a backwater of nothing. Shadow.
Thank you.